two of the young people from Oklahoma, the show Grand Champions, at one of the national junior shows here in 2022. Morley Griffith from Shawnee and Turner Longacre from Bristow. Had the chance to talk with both of them at the state capitol as we were waiting on Governor Kevin Stitt to come and congratulate the young people. Let's first of all start our conversation with Morley, find out a little bit more about her show career, which now is totaled 13 years.
Well, yes, sir. I just want to start by saying it's a great honor to be here with all of these distinguished showmen. I've been showing cattle since I was 5 years old, and I'll be 18 tomorrow, actually. Wow. So 13 years almost. So it's been a long journey, but as my show career is ending, I just find appreciation for my parents and all the success that I've been fortunate to have on a state and national scale. This summer, specifically, while we're here celebrating junior national winners, I was fortunate enough to have the bred and owned champion Red Angus female and the owned champion Red Angus female at the NAJRAE summer show in Chickasha.
Let's talk about, you know, what do you think you've gained over those 13 years showing cattle and being around the cattle, around the folks that are involved in the business?
Yes, sir. It's definitely something that has shaped me into the person that I am. I'm so thankful to my parents for providing me the opportunity to develop skills like time management and accountability and responsibility for the animal that completely relies on you. And just kind of the drive that I've developed and the passion for it. I value that because I know that's something that is going to carry me for the rest of my life.
The national award winners, in other words, these are national shows that all these people were involved in, yourself as well. How special is it to win a national show?
It's incredibly special to get to win a national show. I mean, there's only a select few amount of people in this room, so to be a part of it is a really big honor. So these national shows are definitely something that everyone holds at a very high regard, so it's just very special to see young and older kids be in this room with me.
18 years old. What's the plans going forward?
I plan to attend Oklahoma State University or Boulder in Colorado and study something along the lines of ag leadership or leadership and community engagement with a hope to go on to law school eventually.
Morley Griffith from Shawnee, she had the Grand Champion owned Red Angus female and Grand Champion bred and owned Red Angus at the show in Chickasha, Oklahoma this summer. Now let's move on and meet another of the Youth Council members for 2022-2023 for the Department of Agriculture and the owner of the Grand Champion owned Maine Angus female that was shown in Louisville, Kentucky, Turner Longacre.
We started about 6 or 7 years ago, and we just kind of started on a fluke. I told Mom and Dad we wanted a heifer, and that first heifer we had, we were reserve percentage Charlotte at Tulsa with her, reserve at Denver, reserve at Junior Nationals, and won the Charlotte percentage show at OYE, and kind of from there we just took off. We've showed everything from Lemmies to percentage Charlottes to Maines, Keys, you know, kind of Angus, anything like that, and it's really taught me a lot, how to be resourceful, how to stay on task, and how to know that, you know, I'm the one in charge here, and I'm the one that has to take the brunt of the responsibility. If things go south, that's on me, you know. So it's taught me a lot in that regard too.
You're showing nationally, not just in the state, but nationally,
right,
as well. What,
yep,
you know, what does it take to go beyond the state line to be, you know, be involved in some of these national shows?
Well, you know, I think anybody can be involved in a national show. They're very welcoming. From Louisville to Kansas City to Denver to Cattlemen's Congress, anybody can be involved. I think it just to get that extra mile, it takes that extra grit that you have to be successful and to work just a little bit harder than everybody else to get where you want to be.
You're involved not just with showing cattle, but you're also involved with the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen.
Yes,
going to be on the State Youth Council,
yes,
here,
sir,
at the,
yep,
Department of Agriculture.
Yes,
what's the interest in pursuing some of these activities?
Well, you know, agriculture raised me, and I think it made me who I am today, and I couldn't think anything better to do than to be involved in it and be a leader in agriculture and just help the industry get to where it needs to be and continue, you know, the work, you know, the things that Secretary Arthur does and things like that, just to my next generation. We're going to be the ones in charge here in the next 10 and 20 years, and it's going to be up to us to lead agriculture in Oklahoma. That way we can be the leaders in the nation for all things agriculture.
You're right now probably getting to that point. You're thinking about those next steps. Tell me about what you got planned.
So my plan is I'm going to go to Oklahoma State University, and my degree is going to be in animal science with a focus on pre-veterinary medicine. And then from there, I'm probably going to go to vet school. And then after I get out of vet school, my plan is to start my own reproductive facility and work with cows from conventional fleshing to IVF, transferring embryos, research, things like that.
High tech.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of school.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Alrighty. Turner Longacre from Bristow and Morley Griffith from Shawnee, two of the 34 Oklahoma youth that showed either a grand or a reserve grand at one of the junior national beef breed shows here in the summer of 2022. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.